For Zion cries out unto the Most High, Elyon, Yahweh, the Mighty One. We prepare ourselves in the presence of our Abba, in the midst of your Bayat. We prepare our minds in our Levim by the certain sound of the Shofar. We do pray in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. You would pour out your Ruach among Israel. The power and the revelation of your Emet, your truth, the deliverance power of your Emet will make us free, Almighty Yah, from every oppressive power and shadim, every demon, the wars against the integrity of the testimony of Yahshua the Lamb, that we will be free from the shackles of this world and the heathens, that our minds will not be in disarray because of the wickedness and the violence of this nation and the world, but that we would have the liberty of Yahshua, that the power of that truth will make us free. We will declare that we are free indeed, because Yahshua has made us free. Free from the stress of this world. Free from the bombardment and the battles of the enemy. Free from the onslaughts to destroy the will, the purpose, and the desire of Yah in the inward parts. Free from the opposition that speaks not the words of truth, that would cause your strength to grow in our inward parts. But that we are free. We are free, Almighty Yah, for Yahshua has made us free. He is the Yahshua Yisrael. We are free today. We have the liberty to shana, to worship. We have the liberty to cry out. We have the liberty. Forgive us of our transgressions, our sins. We know that we are cleansed from all of our sins. We are forgiven by the dam of Yahshua the Lamb. It's the power of that precious blood that has cleansed us, made us free to walk in the liberties of our Abba, that we can sing of your magnificent power. We can shout for your mighty mercies you have shown us. We can cry because of the joyfulness of serving you, Yah. We can sing praises to your name, Yahweh, because of Yahshua. We can offer up the offering of Tota because the price of our liberty, our redemption, has been paid by the dam of Yahshua. So we rejoice today. We come before you with our tefillot, our prayers. We intercede, Almighty Yah, for our sins are cleansed from us. We are washed today. We know that you hear the prayers, the tefillot of those that shana, that worship you, Yah. We come to shana, we come to worship, we come to cry out, we come to sing before you, to dance, Yah. We come to lift our hands and our voices as we told Yah for this Peshach, Yahshua the Lamb. Hallelujah. For he is the firstborn of your bosom. He is the firstborn of the power of the living Torah. And we told you for Yahshua. for this great remembrance of the time that you have brought Israel unto, that we may worship and the memorial may be real in our inward parts. Jabrak Israel, let your Esha, your blessings flow among us, and that is your happiness, your blessedness, that our minds are filled with delights, even though the battles and the onslaught of hell war against us. We will rejoice in the Esha, the blessings of Yah, for we are happy to stand before you, Yah. We are happy that our limbs are operative. Our hands can be raised. We are happy. You have given us voices, Yah. And there is a sound to our voice. We are happy today, Yah. You have caused us to rise up in Yeshua. And our limbs are operative. Well, there are many today, Yahweh, cannot even alleviate themselves, cannot cleanse themselves. And even though our battles, Yahweh, at times are very intense, and even though, Almighty Yah, our minds battle against the opposition, and even though we desire to leave this body and to be present with you, it is expedient for us, Yah, to endure these light afflictions for the moment, for the greater honor that shall be revealed in the coming of Yeshua the Lamb. So we look unto Hoshubayam, unto the heavens, for the coming of our HaMashiach. Come Yeshua, come Yeshua. Let the coming of our Yeshua the Lamb, let the coming be soon our Abba. Revive Israel today. We refresh us. Refresh our minds, our inward parts. Refresh those that are listening. Join with us on the live stream today. Refresh them. Cause the revival to come alive, that the Esha, the blessings of Yeshua, they will come alive in Israel. Touch us all, I pray. Elder Biden there with those Jerusalem that are gathering with him today, and all of our friends and our listeners, Brother Jerome James, Pastor Person there in Chicago, Sister Velma, Sister Mariana, and all those that are listening, yeah, wherever they're listening, our friends, our enemies. Shalom upon Jerusalem, and your blessings upon Israel, as we may walk in that one mind, the mind of Yeshua. For we delight to do your will. We desire to do all things to please you, our Abba. Now let the singing and the rejoicing be a sweet savoring smell before the nostrils of our Abba. And you may delight in the fragrance of this smell. We ask it all in the most powerful name of Yeshua the Lamb. In Yeshua's mighty name, we do barak you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Come on and lift up his voice. Hallelujah. Lift up his name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We do know that you are the mighty one. There is none other greater than you, Yah. It's by the power of your living truth Israel is made free. We are free to shona, to worship. And our voices will be raised with the volume of the Melechim. We will praise your name and toda you. For Yeshua the Lamb, for we do delight in this day, this hour, this time, whereby you have granted unto Israel great repentance, that we may truly have teshuvah among ourselves. You bring us to this Pesach, this hug of mitzvah, this unleaven. And we may search our inward parts and see if there are any defiling of the Torah of our Abba. And so we ask you today in Yeshua's mighty name, no other name. We ask you to cleanse us. Let your word be a healing cleanser unto Israel, to bind up the brokenhearted, set the captive free, those that are in great calamities, that the distress and the oppression will be cast from their minds, controlling their thoughts and their desire, their emotions toward you. For Yeshua has made us free this day. We're free to journal, to worship, and to barak you, Yah. For our lips shall be filled with life. Our mouths and our lives shall be filled with the issue of life. And that issue is Yeshua. We bring no burdens here in your bayat today. For we come this Shabbat that we may have Shafat, rest in Yeshua. We greet you, Almighty Yah, as you have greeted us all. Shabbat shalom unto Israel. Hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Shabbat shalom. May the Shafat of Yah delight your soul today. In Yeshua's name, shalom. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. We do take great delight in the promises Yeshua has granted unto Israel, as he has overcome the powers of darkness and has given us life, and that is the life of Almighty Yahweh. We know that every word that Yeshua spoke, it was the life of Torah. What Yeshua has given unto Israel, the power of this fruitful life that Yah gave unto Moshe, unto Israel, to bring them out of the heathenistic practices, Mizraim, to bring them into the comfort of his bosom, that they may experience the life of Almighty Yahweh. No man could fulfill the power of that, and to show Israel the dynamics of the Hayah of Yah, until he begotten the one by the name of Yeshua from his bosom, the living power of his ability to save Israel. No other way can Israel be saved but by the living power of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And that is why we ought to take great delights as we come to this hour of this Pesach, the passing over of the death Melech that Yah sent unto Mizraim. As we can see, death permeates in Mizraim. The mind of the heathen, it is a mind of death. There is only one mind of life, and that is the mind of Yeshua the Lamb. And that mind is a mind that is directed by the Torah of Almighty Yah. His trials, what he bore in his body of our iniquities, they were great. No man could answer the call. And yet Yah empowered him because he is the living testimony of the Yoshak, the saving power, the deliverance, the power to cleanse, to transform. He is the saving power of Almighty Yahweh. And he knew that we as a people could not sustain this walk without a living Torah within us. And that is why Yeshua dwells in the heart of Israel. It is that testimony that gives us strength against all opposition. And the Ruach of Yah, the power of his might, calls that witness to shine deeply in us. And it gives us the power to overcome all opposition of hell, that we may stand as valiant warriors of Almighty Yah. We will not denounce the testimony of Yeshua. But we stand in the power of that testimony. We are not discouraged, but we have the strength of the living Torah. For in the Torah do we find the life of our Abba. We cannot find it anywhere else, brothers and sisters. We have searched in all kinds of religious forms. We have looked into the intricates of religious doctrines. But they never produce the power of the will of Yah within us to do all things to please Him. And the only way we're going to do that, the witness of Yeshua, it must be real. That's why we must toda Yah. We must be very thankful unto Yahweh for Yeshua. For He is the power of this living Torah. He has given unto us the life of the Torah. The words of the Torah were life unto Israel. They were not death, but it was life unto Israel. And that is what Yeshua has come to do, to give us the power, the significant importance of the Torah. And that's why in Him we live, in Yeshua we move, and in the living word of Yah we have our being. For Yeshua is the living word of Yah. Our being is constituted by the living word, not a letter, but by the living word. There are many that have letters of this ketu or ketveh, yet they do not have the life of the ruach or the spirit of the word of Almighty Yah. And that is what Yeshua came to give us, the power of this life of the word of Almighty Yahweh. When he spoke things into existence. The stars and the moon and the sun and life began to permeate. We allow Yeshua to speak unto us. The living power of Yah will burn richly and deep in our souls. The reason that power is not rich in Israel, because we allow the heathen mind to speak to us. We must allow the mind of Yeshua to speak to us. I don't care what our plights may endeavor. We must allow that mind to speak unto us. That is the only mind that can speak unto us, whereby we're going to have comfort of life. And that mind is in the scroll, the book. And when a man endeavors to love the scroll, the book, that living word, Yeshua, he knows that he has that true witness that he loves Yah. And if we don't love the living word, we don't love Yahweh. Hallelujah. So Yeshua is the life of Israel. Yeshua is the life of Israel, the price paid in full. I want to teach something today, and it has great reverence or relevance to this Pesach, this time. We must search our love and search our mind. We can sit before Yah in our hypocrisy, yet you're going to damn your own soul. You may take it something shallow. It has not much significance. But that is a lie from the gates of hell. If Yeshua has no significance in your life, if there is not a robustness in us for this great testimony, that when we were in Mizraim, the Melach of Yah caused the dam, the blood of Yeshua, to be smeared upon our lives. And yet when death came through the line constantly, you survived death and it passed you over. Yet we were guilty of sin. We were guilty of every kind of wicked, diabolical thing one can imagine. Yet Yah had elected Israel for a purpose that His name may be honored. He allowed you. He allowed us to build our Baptist gods. He allowed us to build our Pentecostal idols. He allowed us to build our charismatics idols. He allowed us to build all those idols. And yet when Yeshua spoke the power of this living truth spoke unto Israel, there was a witness within you that you knew it was true. And your heart did not reject it. You may have struggled, but you did not reject the living Torah of Almighty Yah. Now it's time that we live by the power and the strength of this Torah. We have no life without the Torah of Almighty Yah. These serpents of hell that are teaching their damnable doctrines of heresy, and their heresy because they have arrived from the disputing of men, because they are not satisfied with the way of Yah. So you got these doctrines of heresy. They're birthed out of the dungeon of darkness and hell. They're birthed out of the depravity of the mind of man. They have not been birthed from the love of Yah. Because if that is so, then we would obey every command, every mitzvah that Yahshua gave unto us. These heresies have come out of the gutters of hell. They have come from the powers of darkness. They are not of Yah. There is only one way. There is not two or three ways. There is only one. And when the Shulishians knew that Yahshua, this Peshach, this Lamb of Yah, prepared for the offering of Israel, listen to me. They began to become disillusional. They began to doubt. They began to wonder if he had all the tough or the goods that he had said he possessed. And so their minds began to become disillusional. It was so because they all left him when he went to the stake. They all turned when Kepha said, all men forsake you. And we have all uttered that. We've all said that. Though others will deny your imat, your truth, I will not. And Kepha, with his great strength of zeal, he uttered, all men forsake you. I, Kepha, will never deny you. Yahshua, understanding his intent and his purpose, he knew that he did not have the strength until the power of the Torah became alive in Kepha. That is why he had to restore them all after he was resurrected out of the grave. He had to bring them back into the light and show them the power of this life that is in Torah, because he had gotten up from the chains and the shackles of death. Death could not hold him. The power of the grave could not hold him. Shatan and the masses of hell could not hold him down in the grave. But his words were accurate. After 3 days and 3 nights, I shall arise with all power in my hand. He has given that living power unto Israel. He has given that power unto Israel. So their minds were disillusional. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know which way to turn. Well, there's only one way to turn, my brothers and sisters. We turn unto Yahshua, for he is the way of Yah. Hallelujah. We turn unto his imat. I want to preface this message today with one scripture I want to read out of Yochanan, John chapter 13. Yochanan 13, verse 1. It says in the Ketu, in this Ketve, this scripture, it says, as Yahshua understood his purpose in life. We need to understand our purpose, brothers and sisters. There are going to be many afflictions that we must endure. But we have confidence in the deliverance of the Yorshak of Yah. And these small afflictions that we endure, they're not even worthy to be counted of the great splendor that shall be revealed in the coming of Yahshua the Lamb. That's why in all things we give Torah unto Yah. That's why we, as the children of Israel, I know it may seem difficult at times, but we rejoice in Yahshua. When you have a sense you can't rejoice anymore, again, you rejoice. And when your faith, your emunah, is trampled upon by the forces of hell as they mount a war against you, there's only one thing you can do, and that is to stand still in the power of the light of Torah and stand. Nothing else. We remove ourselves from that. We fail. We become very disillusioned, like the Shulishians, the apostles. So we just stand. And when you doubt all you can in the might of the truth of Yah in you, just stand and wait on the salvation, the Yahshak of Yah. And Yahshua will speak to you. He will speak to you out of the scroll. He will speak words to your mind out of the book. He will speak words to your nephesh that your entire mind shall be fed. Hallelujah. Yeshua speaks unto Israel. He speaks unto us. He speaks the imat of Yah unto Israel. It says in Yochanan 13, verse 1. Now before the Hag, the feast of the Pesach. Now before Pesach. We're at that time before Pesach. Before the feast, the Hag of Mitzvah. It says when Yeshua knew that his hour was come and that he should depart out of this world unto the Abba. Listen, my brothers and sisters. We are before the time of Pesach. We know that our hour is come. We must destroy every worldly element in us. Our minds cannot be shaped by the heathen practices of the world. We must come out of the world. We must come out of her corrupt attitude and a corrupt system. And we must begin to walk in the power of Almighty Yah. You will never understand the power of Yah until the power and the strength of the witness of Yeshua becomes alive in you. And when that witness is alive in you, there is a true Shana worship unto Yah. It is not some form of formality. But there's a true worship. There's a true Shana. There's a savoring smell that flow from us. And the stench of our vileness will be dispersed into the darkness of Sheol, the grave, hell, where it shall be dispersed into. Yeshua knew that this important time of the year, as he came near unto this time, and we're near unto the Pesach of Yah, that we must begin to eradicate the elements of corruption out of our mind, the leaven that has caused us to transgress so willingly against the Abba. For Yeshua came to usher in the Esha. The Esha of Yah, that is the fullness of his happiness and his delights. That is the fullness of the joyfulness of Almighty Yah. And if we have not the true testimony of Yeshua, we do not have the Esha of Yahweh. I don't care what you say. I don't care how you pretend. You are a deceiver and you have deceived your own self. Take heed that even the hidden man of your heart, your love, does not deceive you. He came to open the box of the Esha, the blessings of his shalom. We say Barak, and that is the life of the blessings of Yah. But it is his Esha that Yeshua came to usher in unto Israel, that our Shana, our worship, our lives will be with a liveliness of the expression of what is the expectation of the house of Israel. For my expectation is alive. I have no dead expectation. It is my expectation that I have that caused me to live vibrance robustly before Almighty Yah. I was reading an article other day and it says that the older you get, the happier you began to evolve. Well, there are old people that are miserable as hell. The happier you get as Yeshua began to evolve in you and the power of that living word begins to evolve, the happier you are. And if you have no power of this truth in you, you're not happy. You're disgruntled. You're dismayed. Hallelujah. Yah comes to tear down the strongholds of hell. And he is going to raise up great men. That's what he said. These are not my words. He says, I'm going to raise up Gadol men. And they're going to teach the power of Torah, my statutes, my ordinances. And Israel shall understand the life of my brits, my covenant of enjoyment unto Israel. Yeshua knew that Pesach, that time was near. And he knew that it was time that he should go out of this world. Brothers and sisters, we're at the time that we must come out of the world. We cannot have the same ideas or the ideology of the world. Our minds must be transformed. And the only way it's going to be transformed, it must be renewed by the Ruach of Yah. And that is the power of Yah. It is not a third person. It is the power, his Ruach HaKadosh, is his power that he grants unto Israel. That is the power of this of the strength of Israel, that the witness of Yahshua, it is alive, it is real. What is the witness of Yahshua? What is the living word of Yah? It is the Dabar, the word of Yah that is alive in us. That is the word, that zero, the seed that keeps us alive. And that's what Yahshua, he is the living word. He is the Dabar, the living word of Yah that keeps us alive. And we do not eat on this living word, we become like dead beastly creatures. Our presentation unto Yah is dead, full of death. There's no life in it at all. As the old preacher would say, I'm going to preach here today, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You don't have to buy, but I'm still going to preach. Hallelujah. He has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save. Yah shock us that believe. So I'm going to preach today, all right? We'll have teaching on next week and preaching on next week, but this day I'm going to preach. I shall raise my voice to the Cassandra, and that it shall shout with a great radiance, that no ear shall go unprovoked as to what Yah speaks. I shall not speak in a monotone voice, but I shall speak as the rivers of water flows down the canal, that it may flow in your inward parts. Hallelujah. I will cry out, and I will not spare not. And I will show Yahuru their sins and Yisrael the transgressions, the defiance of the Torah of Yah. You defy the power of Yahshua, Yisrael. You defy the Torah of Yah. You do not acknowledge the power of Yahshua. You defy the Torah of Yah. And I will not spare. Hallelujah. I will not spare. I will declare unto you the full counsel, the whole counsel of Yah this day. He knew that it was time that he must leave and go to Abba. It says, having loved his own. He loved Israel. What's wrong with us when we can't love Israel? I love Israel. And how can we love the world and not love Israel? Ahava Israel. Hallelujah. Even though when Israel has transgressed against Yah, he still shows them the beauty of his Ahava. When Israel transgressed against me, I will still show Israel. Mahava, hallelujah. Having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. That's all right, Yah. A worthless piece of fleshly composition we are. Hallelujah. And the stench of the rottenness that has accumulated in these physical abodes, we sense that as death, as it began to rot with this putrefied stench. Yet he loved us until the end. He loved us until the end. He loved us even on that stake on Calvary. And when the last drop of blood had been drawn from his body, he yielded up any will or purpose of this natural composition of flesh and said, into thine hand, Almighty Yah, I commit myself. We need to take ourselves out of our hands. Our hands are filthy, they're full of stench, full of robbery and lies. We must commit ourselves into the hands of Yah, and Yahshua is the right hand of the Abba. We need to be in that hand and not our own hands. Our hands have caused destruction and death. Our hands have caused every kind of vile, insidious, wicked idea to be incubated in our minds and in our thoughts. We need to be in the hands of Yahshua. We need to commit ourselves into Yah's hands. And the hands of Yahshua, they are safe. Why? Because he declared all, every last one cold, not one minus all of them cold, not one missed the boat, all that you have given unto me, Yah. I have not lost one except the son of perdition, the son of heresy, the son birthed like the Esau's that are meant for hell and the destruction of hell. I've lost none, and we were Esau's. We have the birth of death and hell in us. We had every kind of vile, insidious operation of sin in us, and yet Yahshua loved us unto the end. We were worthless and wicked. We were vile. We had nothing to offer. Yet he loved us until the end. Let me read verse 2. And supper began, ended as it ended. Then Shotan, having now put into the lap of Yahuza Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. As we eat this meal today, I will pray that, Yah, that your heart will be filled with the delicacies of Yah and not with the delicacies of the world. That you will not allow Shotan to put in your love the spirit and the mind to reject the living Torah of Yah. For the Torah is a mushah, it is an instruction to discipline Israel. And after hearing all this, his chalicians, I can imagine the anxiety and the stress that began to overtake them. That this one that we have seen mighty miracles, we have seen Lazarus raised from the dead just by the power of his mouth. They began to become very disillusional. The illusions of where do we go from here? How do we proceed farther? And that is what the world paints. It paints this illusion that how do we overcome this? The world doesn't know what to do today with their mortgages failing them. With the dollar bill plummeting down to the lowest levels it's ever been. That the rich and the powerful are suppressing the poor and those that have nothing, suppressing them. That a nation within this hemisphere, that the women are perusing or purveying the garbage dumps to find food there in Haiti to feed their children. And a nation like this one is grotesquely fat, obesely, because we're greedy. We have no conscience of the mind of Yahshua, because we're feeding the God of our bellies and not obeying Abba Yahweh. You might as well come on here and shout hallelujah. This preacher has no respect of your expression facially. I'm going to declare this truth. This truth will make you free. Hallelujah. I'm not concerned about that. And so they were very disillusional. They didn't know which way to turn. Which way do we go? Which way do we go? Yeah. Tell me there's only one way to go. And Thomas, with his great inquisitiveness, he asked Yahshua a question because he was troubled. Yahshua says in the next chapter 14, I would have begun reading in verse 1, Yochanan 14, 1. It says, Yahshua said, let not your love be troubled. Do not allow this akah or the disturbance about what I'm about to do. Don't allow your love to be troubled, or even the sarah. The sarah. Don't allow your love to be distressed. Do not allow the sarah, the distress of this situation, to cause your love to be distressed. And the world is causing stress upon its parishioners. Is it not? And so Yahshua said, do not allow your love to be akah. Don't allow it to be disturbed. Don't allow this issue or the matter that I've spoken to disturb you. Do not allow the sharah or the distress to overtake you. We are a distressful people. We are stressed. Why? Because we have not allowed the power of this living Torah to inundate our minds and to fill the void in our lives. We're filling it with everything. We're filling it with fictitious stories. false imaginations and thoughts and concepts that produce nothing, what we imagine for ourselves and what we delight, but the steps of a Sadiq man, a man that is tough, they're ordered by Yah. His steps are ordered by Yah. He will order our steps aright, and we are trying to order our steps. We are trying to pave the paths. Yeshua in Gethsemane, he prayed, if it's thy will, let this cup be passed. And we have cups that we're drinking from. And there are times we wanted to pass, but it's not going to pass. Yah has ordered your steps, and it is a tough thing that he has done. It may seem as though that is unbearable, but Yah has ordained it. What man that can set his steps right? There is no man that can set his steps right. No man can order his steps. Only Yah can order our steps. He said, don't allow your mind to be sharach. Don't allow your mind to be disturbed or distressed. He said, you believe in Yahweh. You believe in the Torah. He says what he said, believe also in me. I'm the living Torah of Yah. You believe in Yahweh. I am. I am Yah. I am the Torah. I am the power of Yahweh. You believe in me. If you believe in Yahweh, believe in me. Believe what I tell you. Why? Because everything, even the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they knew that he spoke the way of the truth. The derek, the path, the ordination, the way it must go, the derek of the truth. And that's what Yeshua is. He is the derek. He directs us to the power of the truth. He directs us to the bosom of Yah. He is the captain of our souls. He said, have you seen Yah? If you believe him, believe me also. He said, because in my Abba's Bayat are many mansions, there are many chambers, there are many places. There are spiritual chambers of wisdom and understanding. There are chambers of knowledge, the fear of Yah. I know what the world has done with this verse. They tell us we're going to have big houses like these rich dogs. What house can contain, what building is going to contain the very esteemed creation of the kingdom of Yah? It is his presence that we're going to be enveloped in, and the power of Yeshua, our head authority. So no merchant. I don't care if they did sell one in Palm Beach for $82 million. He could not buy one rock in the kingdom. Jeremiah Barr's house of many chambers. There are riches in his house. There are the chambers of his fear. There are the chambers of his knowledge. The chambers of his understanding, his shakal. Hallelujah. He said there are many, many places in his house. He said, if it were not so, am I liar? For the word of Yah cannot lie. He said, what I have not told you. He said, I go prepare a place for you. I prepare a place of comfort for you. That's what Yeshua has done. First of all, he must prepare our hearts. Our levims must be prepared to receive him. He is the workman. He is the master workman. And he began to cut the fat and the stench from our hearts. That's what at this season before Pesach or before Masva, we must allow the two-edged sword of Yah to cut you. It must cut, brothers and sisters. It must eradicate those things out of us that have been based upon the idolatry and the pagan practices of Christendom and religion. It must come out. You cannot be a part of a whore like we see in this nation, this vile thing that's called the Pope. He has aroused this nation. They have come from every religion, whether they're Muslims, whether they're of Yehuda or Jews, and they have all bowed before this dog's feet. I will not bow before the dog's feet. I would tell him he's the child of hell. And this nation is aroused in this pagan worship. The movie stars, the idolaters, they all pay him a visit. The politicians, the imams, the rabbis, they're not the rabbi of Yah. Hallelujah. And they regard him with great esteem. He's a child birthed out of hell. He is the incarnated power of Shaitan. He has deceived and bewitched the minds of the masses of the billion plus that are under the authority of his reign. He's a child of hell. Yeshua come to make our minds free, brothers and sisters. To worship, to Shania, and to do it with the fervent of excellence and a zeal that is unparamounted. Nothing like it. He's not going to prepare you a place. He prepare us a place, a spiritual place. And not only that, but what he's going to, he has a kingdom that is greater than what this kingdom can ever comprehend. He must prepare us in the spiritual sense to receive the power of his kingdom. Hallelujah. He says that where I go, you, he said, and where I go, you know, you yada. You know, you understand it clearly. You yada, it is permeated in your heart. He says, listen now, and where I go, you know. He says, and the derek, or the way, you yada, the way you know. Do we know the way? Come on, my brothers and sisters. It may seem like a small thing, but there's great implication in those two words. The way, you know, the derek, you yata, you understand. We must understand the way of Yah. The scripture must be profoundly impactful in our lives as to what the way is. The way of man seems right, but it produced death. It never produced the way of Yah. Well, what is the way, Yahshua? And Thomas said to him, Master, we know not where you are going. We don't know where you're going. And how can we know, Derek, the way? Do y'all understand that? How can we know the way? We need to know the way. Hallelujah. We need to know the Derek of Yah, the path to follow, the way that is ordained, the course that we must stay on. You're not going to go to California if you get on I-85 North. You can drive it up and down. You will never get there. Never. There's a way. And Thomas said, what is the way? We don't know the way. Sometimes in our trials and affliction, we don't know which way to go, do we? But there's only one way. We must consider Yahshua. We must go before him. He said, where you go, we don't even know. Cannot you sense the disillusional mindset, the illusion of their own flesh playing a part? Have you not been that way? That your flesh has caused you to fall under disillusion? Your perception has been twisted and tweaked by your own wretchedness and your own sinful practices. Come on, Israel. And so we don't know the way. We don't know the way. And Yahshua atoda Yah for this. Verse 6. Hallelujah. This is so profound. And the evidence of it. I'm going to deal with one aspect of it today. He says, and Yahshua says to Thomas. He says, I am the way. I am the living Torah. He says, I am the Emet. I am the truth. He says that I am the high Yah. I am the living substance of the power of Yah. I'm the life of Yah. And no man comes to the Abba but by me. Do you all hear that, my brothers and sisters? You cannot get in the presence of Yah without the ordinance of the way of the Torah. And Yahshua is the listener. He is the living Torah of Yah. He has made the power of Torah alive that we can have great confidence in Yah. We don't have to read it from a stony heart. We let the Hayah or the testimony of Yahshua bring it alive, brothers and sisters. Well, I'm dismayed. Let the life of Yahshua in you bring the power that which Yah has put in you. Let him bring it alive. I like what he said. He said, I am the Derek. Hallelujah. I am the Emet. I am the truth. And he says, I am the Hayah. I'm the life with the robustness and the flavor and the fervence of Yah. But I'm down, preacher. But that's all right. Yahshua is not dead. He is still alive. Hallelujah. He is not dead. You may battle, but you're not dead. Hallelujah. The life that we live now in this flesh, we live by the power of the Emunah of the Son of Yah. That's how we live. That's why we have our beings in him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I am the way. He is the Derek. He is the way, brothers and sisters. There is no other way. Come on, our emotions don't lead us to the way. Yeshua says, I am the Derek, I'm the way. I am the Emet. He is the truth. Sure, he is the power of Torah. He is the life of Torah. He is the Hayah, the high of Torah. He is the life of Torah. Hallelujah. That's why those that Moshe, they cannot be made complete or perfected without us, Israel. And so let us live to the standards of Yah and the might of this living witness of Yeshua, because he's alive. And when something is alive in you, it calls you to be lively. Because Yeshua lives, we can face tomorrow. Do you all hear me? Because he lives, you can face tomorrow. But it's trauma, but because the life of his power in you, you can face it. He faced death. He faced a cruel death that the uncertainties of the flesh was displayed in him. But he is the living Torah of Yah. And the Torah of Yah can never die, can never be disannulled, can never be done away with. Why? Because he came not to destroy the Torah, nor the Nabis of Yah, but he came to manifest the living power of the words of the Nabi and the power of the Torah. This damn dog called the Pope, he doesn't bring that. He brings death to everything he touches. That is the truth. Only Yeshua says he is the way. The way. He is the life and the life. He says, I am the way. I am the Derek. And Toma. Well, how can he declare that? I want to turn your attention to this in Jeremiah. What has transpired, that's why this dog, Jeremiah 5:1, this dog that has come to this nation, that parouses himself around the nations of the world, this pope, demonic power of hell, and this polluted mindset of these ones that believe that they have the power of Yah, but they have a formality of ritualism that deny the power of Yah. Shaul said they pretend they have a form of Yeshua, but they deny the power of Almighty Yah. What is his power? It is the liveliness or the life is higher of the Torah. And you can never have the power of that living Torah without Yeshua, the witness of that truth. And so we have those that are practicing their Judaism and their orthodoxy and their Christianity and their Islam, but they have not the power of Yah. Yah says to Jeremiah, a man, a nobi, not a pseudo nobi, not a false prophet, but he says unto him in Jeremiah 5:1, he says, and even those your dims that profess the covenant of Israel and say they were sons of Yah, they were the seed of Israel, they were hypocritical, just like the Pharisees, just like we are. We are full of hypocrisy and falsehood. We deceive ourselves. Hallelujah. We speak lies of falsehood to ourselves. Tell me the truth, Yah. I want to know. Listen. We're battling for our being, our souls, our nefesh, brothers and sisters. This is no time to play some kind of wicked religious form of churchism. You go into a whorehouse and feeling nice in there and get a little rougher feeling of warmth on your neck. That doesn't mean nothing to Yah. There's only one thing that makes us free, and that is the Imats. That is the living power of Torah. Nothing else makes us free from the damnation of Yah. And so those that were supposedly being the ones that had the way, they were hypocritical. And the word of Yah came unto the Nobi, Jeremiah 5:1. He said, I want you to shoot, to run, you to and fro, backwards and forward through the streets of Jerusalem. And I want you to perceive and understand now, see now, and I want you to yada, to know, and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man, if there be any that execute or perform mishpat, that execute the judgment of Yah. He said, you run. This dog that came to America, he doesn't execute any kind of mishpats, a mishpatim. Those vile, evil, law officers performing the acts of the government down there in El Dorado, Texas, with the little folks down there that's not troubling them because of their wickedness. This is at the hand of Shaitan. They do not know how to execute Mishpat. They take 436 babies and young ones from their parents. They train their damn wicked daughters to be whores. Their sons to be feminine dogs out of hell. And because they were training their children, they call them occultic. They allow Hammer. They allow Ice Cube. They allow Fancy Nanny, Pack Daddy Brown. They allow every vile idol of hell train the mind of their children. They allow pedophiles and faggot men, faggot women, puckish men, whorish women, training their children mind to rebel against them, to fight against their standards. The jailhouses are filled. The prisons are bound and bursting at the seam because they're training a pack of damnable heathens. And yet are people that want to train their sons and daughters, even though the error may be profound. You don't know the error of their training. It's only because what we've heard of this corrupt media. And yet they cross their homes. They break down their doors and they take their children from them. It is of hell when their sons and daughters are punks and faggots. When their daughters are whores or aborting babies. When their daughters are sleeping with every Tom, every Harry, every James, every Willie, every David, every Mary as well. And their minds are twisted with video games and killings and television and Hammer and 50 cents. And yet those little ones that their parents in their own right believing, Yah commands the parents to train up their children. They may be in error, but that's their command from Yah. It's not the command that you give them to this damn heathen world, but that's the command of Yah. He told you to train them up in what? What? Say it loud. The way. Yahshua said, I am the direct. I am the direct. I am the way. I am Derek. That's what he said. He said, train them up in Yahshua and the power of this life. Not in some damned Bahama, Mary, Ho, Biles, or whatever the Jezebel's name. Hallelujah. You get quiet on me all you want to. If they inspire your damn wicked heart, you're wicked. It's not the Torah of Yah that inspires you. Hallelujah. We train them to be bull daggers and punks. That's why he said, run to and fro. See if you can find a man. See if you can find a girl, a warrior, a man that will fight with the swords. We find effeminate men today think they got the power of the word of Yah. They have nothing but an emotional tirade. Come on here, somebody. He said, see if you can find a man. Didn't say, see if you can find a woman. Those women down there, they kept their homes, their apartments, and the men worked. You can't find that today. You got the man pimping his wife, and she's driven by hell, just like him. Why do you say it like that? Because you're going to simply damn yourself. I said that way that you know you're going to damn yourself when you reject truth. Hallelujah. So it makes no difference. I declare unto you, is Yahweh able? Did he put bread on the table in the wilderness? Did the shoes grow? Do you all know that one? Don't answer me now. Do you all know the one that did that? This damn hypocritical generation. We sing Yahweh is able, more than able. Evangelist Horn would warn us often. We could sing a damnable lie as much as we could talk one. We act out a lie. We act it out with emotions, don't we? If Yah is able, if he fed them bread, he gave them manna that they are of knew not of. I know that Yahshua is my sustaining power. Whether I'm on the deathbed or whether I'm in the gates of his eternal bliss, I know that Yahshua is able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you find a man that loves Mishpat, that knows Mishpat, that executed, a man that is faithful and a man that seeks the Torah, that seeks the truth, He said, and I will pardon Israel. I will pardon Jerusalem. This dog that came here to this nation. Bring a repentance to Mr. Bush, a child of the birth of hell, and all of the constituents of the dark kingdom of this nation, America, the Babylon Jezebel. I will not open the gates of this place to the dog. Hallelujah. And they bowed down in his presence. I bowed down unto my Abba. I fall prostrate before him, prostrate before Yah. Hallelujah. See if you can find a man that is faithful and a man that seeks Torah. These damn wicked men that folks sit under, they don't seek the power or the life of Torah. They're raising money to live like fat dogs. Yah call them, they're greedy. They're greedy dogs. They can't have enough. They can't even bark when the wolf comes. They can't even answer the question. Well, that's his name. Oh, quote, God has many names, unquote. Yah has one name. It's no different than the gods of the Hindus. They have 300 million. We have our Abba. Hallelujah. He says, and though they say Yahweh lives, we say that, don't we? Because he lives, I can face. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And though they say Yahweh lives, surely they swear shekah. They have a shekah. They swear falsely. Their words are false words. They're lies. You all understand that? It's almost like me telling you, "I love you. I have the ahava of Yah for you." It is a false. It's a false expression. I was listening to one yesterday talking about the mannerism or the presentation of one in the business world and how they convey their ideas and their concepts to those that have the power to lend or to be an assistant to them. The man said this. He says 13% of our verbal expression, or we only utilize 13% of our verbal expression. That's how we convey things. In our conveying a message to anyone. So when you go before those that have power, that you're only going to convey 13% of your actual demeanor by verbal expression. And when he said this, I said, people didn't hear that. He said, and 59% of what you convey is your bodily expression. The contortion, the moving, your eyes, your ears, your expression. He said that is what conveys unto them what you really have. And then 39% are other tangibles. But the vast power of your conveying or your expression is through your verbal or through your physical expression, your body language, how you speak. They say they love you. We say we love each other. He said, but they are shekah. They're liars. They're falsely. It's a lie. You all got over quiet on that. He says a lie. It's not of Yah. He said they swear falsely. It is not of Yah. It is a false deception. Yahweh are not your eyes upon the Torah. Was not his eyes upon Yahshua? Sure it was. His eyes is upon Imats. For the Sudik of Yah is from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is the truth. He said, your eyes are upon the truth. It's upon the Torah. Yahshua is the living Torah of Yah. And if we have that testimony, that witness of Yahshua in us, then his eyes are upon the Torah. It is upon the truth that is in us. We have no power to convey truth. We must allow the expression of Yahshua to express in us. When we allow ourselves to express, we will do each other wrong. We will deny each other. We will lie. Our attitude toward one is one of shekah. It's false. That never amazed me that we as a people, Israel, we can intrigue each other like in such dismal ways. We can go to this damn wicked heathen world and we can intrigue them with such great regards and such great honor and smiling and have such a jovial time. You are less than a hypocrite. I speak the whole counsel unto us. You're not going into the kingdom. They can treat you like a damned dog. And I use that expression, a damned dog. And you will go back and patronize their businesses. You got quiet, huh? They can treat you like hell in their Bojangles, Bobo fries, and you go back for some more Bobo fries. You're an ignorant jack. You're not a jackass. A jackass knows his master's crib. And those that are jackasses know that our bread comes from Yahshua. We must eat the whole stay of the living bread of Yah, and that living stay is the power of his Torah. Find me a man, Yah says, not too many. Are not your eyes upon the Torah, the truth? He says, you have nakan, you have stricken them, but they are not grieved. You have nakan, you have stricken them. We become stricken, don't we? We're stricken in our minds with, come on, brothers and sisters, don't sit here like some humdrum, sitting on some log. I'm preaching. And I barak Yah because I won't have to preach for another week. I ain't gonna preach then, 2 weeks. I bless him for that. Because my body physically, it feels tired. So I'm looking forward to the brothers to speak truth to me, to revive me, to build me up in the Kadosh Emunah. And I'm going to rejoice and sing. How about that? Hallelujah. He said, but they are not grieved. They are not sorrowful. You have consumed them, and we are consuming away, brothers and sisters. Come on, we have no to feel wrath, no gilah, no gladness, no joy. We're dead looking. We have no esprit of the power of this living testimony. We're sad looking as hell. He said, you consume them, and they refuse to receive the mushah, don't we? We don't want Yah to musha us, to instruct or discipline us. We don't want no one to speak discipline to us. That's why this generation of young heathens today, their parents can't even discipline them. At least those little ones in El Dorado, they, as I looked at pictures of the community, it was a tremendously spectacular community. The men are builders there, and they can build. The masonry skills are impeccable. The building or the format of that community, it is one that it was awesome. I'm telling you, that's fabulous. They don't have broken down mobile homes like we have here. They have skilled men that labor. And they work and they take care of the place. You understand? And all the women dressed like in green, blue, yellow, white dresses. Simple dresses. We spent every damn nickel we got on trying to look like Leslie Faye. You stop sewing now. Don't nobody wants to sew now. Oh, I'm going to draw the dag as hard as I can, whether you buy me or not. It makes no difference whether you love me. You don't even love yourself, because you never can love me unless you love yourself. So your love for you, if it despises the Musha, the truth of Yah, then you have nothing. So you don't know how to love me. Your beauty is not encapsulated in some form of dress or anything like that. It's the beauty of the inward parts. It's the expression of Yahshua in you. I'd rather, if I could have Sister Roberts make all of my things, I would have her do it. Hallelujah, because they fit right. I can't buy things out of the store that fit right. It don't fit right in the waist. It don't fit right on my thighs. They just do not fit right. That's my composition. It's difficult, and it has always been difficult for me to do that. So I like the way she makes them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd rather her set apart hands, make my things, instead of me always oppressing someone in some other foreign country, and they making the stuff that you can afford to put your nickels on. Hallelujah. And you think you're looking fine? You ain't looking fine, honey. Ain't looking fine. What makes someone looks beautiful? It is the he has beautified us with the meekness of Yahshua, Yahshak. Honey, you can dress it up all you want. If you don't have the meekness of Yahshua in you, you have nothing. You can sit like a bull and look like a bullfrog. That's what you look like. Hallelujah. I don't care. You can have on Leslie Faith, man. You can have on a $10,000 suit. $10,000 alligators. Means nothing at all. Hallelujah. It don't mean nothing. You can have on a $25,000 watch and a $50,000 bracelet. You can drive a Bentley, and that means nothing. Yesterday, Sister Roberts went out to pick up some things. There was this elderly woman. You could tell she was about 60. She pulls in with this Bentley. I said, whoa, $200,000 car. But that means nothing. It means nothing at all. If we don't have the beauty of the meekness of Yah, what is this? What is the Ruach of meekness? We don't fight against what he tells us. What he sends the Musha, we don't fight. Now, don't answer me, all right. We always oppose when he speaks to us. We don't have meekness. Why? Because we fight like hellhounds. I said again, we fight like hellhounds. And you don't have to say one word to let me know you're fighting. I can just look at you and tell when you're fighting. Hallelujah. That's right, Mama. I can tell. I'm not a novice. No, I'm not a schoolboy. That I am not. I was listening to this little talk show this morning. I don't want to go into that. I want to finish this. He said they make their faces harder than a rock. They refuse to return. That's what we do. We get upset. We get angry, don't we? And we refuse to return. We refuse to. She said they. Come on, Israel. We refuse to return. Friendship and relationship are broken because of petty childlike ways. They're not childlike. Forgive me, Yah. Forgive me. For my little children around here, they may get upset with each other. Pastor Roberts Abner said this. Come here, boy. I'm going to bust your heart. He was in the other day. He said, no, Pastor Roberts. Pastor Roberts, no. No, sir. And of course, Teshuvah was so genuine. I said, boy, next time I'm going to bust your heart. Well, that did not separate them from going out there and enjoying one another. We're an ignorant species of thing. They enjoy the fellowship of each other. Even though one comes, believe me, he comes and tells me on them. Pastor Robertson, Aharon said this, bring him here. Pastor Rob, did you say, yes, sir. Pastor Robert Joshua said, he ran home. I said, go home and tell him. I said, come here.
Yes, sir.
And because they have teshuvah, hallelujah, the repentance is genuine. And I would say to them, get on out here and go play with each other. Hallelujah. We don't even know how to call this. I want a damnable wickedness. It caused my blood to roil. Not boil, but royal. When it roils, it rolls over. It'll just roll and you can see the heat. Hallelujah. I'm pressing on in this today. I don't care if no one stands with me. For Yahshua is my right hand. And my life is in his hands. My life is in the hands of Yah. We make our faces harder. We refuse to repent. Yahweh says, therefore, surely these are dull. They are poor. We are poor people. You can tell poor people from those that are rich. You could look at the arrogance of that woman in that Bentley, and she had a tag on the front, Bentley. I said to Sister Roberts, look at that Bentley. You don't see too many of those because they don't make that many a year. They only make a couple hundred thousand of cars like that, and they're specifically designed for those that have them made, seating, measurements, and all. So that when you sit in the car, it is properly fit every single time. So there are not that many Bentleys made each year. Hallelujah. Yah is Ikar. There is only one Yahshua. That's Yahshua. He's not in the damn Pope. He's not in Mitra. He's not in Jehovah Witness. It's not in Judaism. It's in Yahshua. Hallelujah. He said, these are dull. They are poor and they are foolish. For I'm sure we don't act foolish, do we? He said, they are foolish, for they yada not the way of Yah. They know not the way. Yahshua say, I am the way. We say we know the way, don't we? But we don't know the way. They know not the way of Yahweh, nor the mishpatim, the judgment. You don't know that the judgment of Yahweh, it is a way to Musha. It is your correction that he may save you. Yah corrects you in his judgment that he may deliver you from the crushing blows that you don't even see, just like Balak. When the ass said, man, don't go any further. And that's what Yah's judgment is to say, don't go any further, David. You've gone too far. Stop. Stop. So we harden our necks, don't we? And the reason why, because we don't know the way. Yeshua says, think not I've come to condemn the world. I didn't come to judge it. Why? Because it's already condemned. It was bound to hell. He doesn't have to bind you to hell. You're already bound that way. It's by the mercies of Yah you're redeemed, relieved from the captivity of the powers of hell. That's why you told her, Yah, rejoice. You shall know. You rejoice in Yeshua. Yeah, we rejoice in Yeshua. It's Yeshua. You rejoice in Yeshua. Man, the streets of Yah. He says they are poor, they are dull, they are foolish, they know not the way, the way. Yeshua said, I am the way, did he not? We know not the way. He says the way of Yah, nor the mishpatim of Yahweh. He says in verse 5, is this Yah speaking? He said, I will get to me. Yah says, I will get to me, great Gadol. Is this what Yah says? How do we know a great man? He said, I will get to me, Gadol men. Is that man or men? He says, men. I will get to me, Gadol men, great, and I will speak to them. These Jack Friars, these liars today, they're saying that Yah speaking to them, they're liars. If they say to me, Yeshua spoke to me, I can buy that. And Yeshua's going to speak by living words. He's not talking to you like I'm talking to you today. His voice is not thundering in your inner parts. It's just your own imagination and your mind thundering. We are people that's justified, or we are made tzaddikah by emunah. It is the faith of Yah in the written word of Yah. So don't give me them damn lies. We've learned that trash from this Christendom. We've brought this damnable trash into the way. Into the way. We have polluted the way. Come on here, somebody. You might as well say, yeah, Barak, Pastor Roberts. Put life in him. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach. I'm going to holler like a madman. Barack Obama on his campaign, he hollers like that. Clinton on hers. John McCain. Hallelujah. Don't you remember 4 years ago when old Dean won our, he growled like a wolf and that destroyed him? Well, that's a sign of anger. I am angry with this wicked world. I'm angry with me. And I'm angry with you. Hallelujah. So I'm going to holler like a madman. He says, Yah says, I will get me gadol, great. Men of substance, men of validity, men of strength. He said, I will raise up me gadol men, and I will speak to them. For they have yada, they have known what? The way. Did Yahshua say he is the way? They have known the way of Yah and the mishpatim of Yah. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. He said, these do not know the way. He says, I'm going to raise up men that I will speak to by the power of the way. When Israel was in the way, Yah spoke to them. When Moshe was in the way, Yah spoke to them. He said, I'm going to raise up men, and they're going to be gadol men. They're not going to be weak men. They're not going to be emotional men. Well, Pastor Roberts, you showed emotion. You and Brother Yosef, I rejoice in dancing before Yah because he commands me to do that. He tells me to come before him with singing and dancing and play another timbrella. I obey the simple command of Yah, so that's why I dance. And Brother Yosef is the only man in here that does that now. There were others that do it, and they become so concretely steel in their action. They don't do it. And so I promote Brother Yosef dance, my friend. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the message of Yahshua before. Yah commands us to do that. I will come on, my brothers and sisters. We take it lightly, but every word of Yah is pure. Every word of Yah is the way. We take it lightly, and we set before him like Jezebels and wicked men and women. We can't obey him in that. We're not going to obey him in nothing. You're going to leap for the joy of Yah. You find some kind of crazy 10-cent skirt, you jump. Go to Walmart or Goodwill's and find a $2 pair of shoes. You smile. But you rejoice in that. Yah feed us with the fresh bread of life. I'm going to, hallelujah. 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 We don't even obey him. Now you that sit here like dead men and women, you understand, you don't even obey him. Hallelujah. Really, my brothers and sisters, who wants a dead husband that sits around all day and slouch on the couch and watch television? Who wants a wife without her being energetic that slouches? And I would not want that. Hallelujah. I love Yah and I love Yisrael. But I'm telling you the truth. And I'm a vigor young man. I'm getting older. But if my wife died today, I will not look for a wife. Me now. I want these young men to have wives. I wouldn't have no problem finding one if I wanted one. But I would not look for one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when a man finds a wife, he finds the tough things. And he has, as Ella Martin said to me this morning, he has favor. I want favor with you. I don't want a bed warmer. Hallelujah. And a wife, she's a precious gem. She makes herself so precious that a man said, man, he kissed the ground she walks on. I don't want to get away from what I'm teaching here today. Preaching. I'm going to stay on the road. They have not known the way because they don't know Yahshua. So this damn Pope doesn't know Yahshua no more than the Jewish synagogue that this dog entered in and blessed it and did his little crucifix and all that damn wickedness. Hallelujah. They don't know these ones that call themselves Jews. They're hypocrites. Ones that call themselves Christians, they're just what they are. They're heathens. We are the seed of Israel. That's who we are. We are the Hebrews of Yah. Oh, that's who I am. I am as one sister wrote me many years ago. She says to me, a man asked me, are you a Christian? She says, no. She said, Pastor Roberts, before I realized, I told him, I'm a truth seeker. I seek truth. He said, they will know the ha'imat, the truth. It is ha'imat, the truth, that makes us free. And you must be in the way to know what the truth is. You're not going to know the truth being in some other way. I want you to hear this from the book of Wisdom, the Apocrypha. It says, Yah, who took our feel of the paths of lawlessness and destruction. We have done that, have we not? We have took our feel on the paths of lawlessness and destruction. We have walked like fools. We walk like crazy folks. And we have journeyed through trackless deserts. I mean, places that are barren with no hope or anything in that at all. But the way of Yahweh, we have not known. We have not known the power of Yahshua. He says, I am the way, Tomah. You must come this way in order to enjoy the blessings, the Esha of Yah. We're not enjoying the Yeshua of Yah because you can only go and receive that by the way. And as long as Yisrael walked in the way that Yah led them, did not Yah lead them in the way? Was he not a pillar of fire and a cloud to lead them in the way? And as long as they stayed in the way, did not they eat? Were they not blessed? Come on, Yisrael, who is the light unto Yisrael? It is Yahshua. It is Yahshua. It is Yahshua that leads us in the way. Yahshua. Hallelujah. No other one. I want to tell us our problems. I'm going to move a little bit here today now. We're preparing for the Pesach and the Seder. So we have nothing to do but set before Yah. And I'm going to go through this today, all right? Whether you like it or not, get up and leave. He says, I read to us that in Jeremiah, he says, and they will not grieve, right? And that's what I don't want you to turn there. I want to show you why. I want to show you why you why when Yah speaks to us, I want to show us why we are so grievous, not with ourselves, but against him. And if there's one man could speak to this effect, it was Solomon. He says in Mishlei, Proverbs 15:10, he says, correction is grievous to him that forsake. Do you all hear me? Mishlei, Proverbs 15:10. Correction, any kind of correction, is grievous. It's hard. One cannot receive it. It is grievous to him that forsake what? The way. When you forsake the way, the Musa of Yah is grievous to you. You get angry. You get upset. You have this kind of crazy attitude. Hallelujah. So those that forsake the way, We forsake the way by our emotions. The least little thing, we forsake the truth. We don't turn to the truth, we forsake it. And so even our perils, our battles, they seem so grievous. Come on, my brothers and sisters, this is to strengthen Israel. But we forsake the way. I'm going to deal with just that, the derek, the way, the derek, the path, the course, the direction that Yah has ordained. Is not Yahshua the way that we come unto Yah? Can we come any other way? If we come any other way, we're a thief, are we not? We're a liar. We must come the way, the way. So when we have this sense of grievousness, you ought to know that we are forsaking the way. Come on, brothers and sisters, don't forsake the way. Your way seems right, but it's wrong. Your concept seems right, but our minds must be developed by the concepts of Yah. Your way is wrong. That's just the truth. Hallelujah. That is the truth. That's the truth. We must walk in the way. And in order for us to know this way, that you're sure what he represents and who he is, we must understand what the way is. It gives us a prime example here. And Deuteronomy chapter 8. The derek. Yah's direction. It is Yah's course for your life, brothers and sisters. It is the manner in which Yah performs his rites in your life. It is the kind of conduct that we should have. That is what the derek of the way of Yah is, the way. Moshe speaks unto Israel. Deuteronomy 8:1. As Yah speaks, he says, all the mishvot, the commands, which I command you this day, shall you observe. Yishma, you must observe to do. Is that what it says? You must just not look at them, but you must do. And do is an act of performance. You must do. That you may what? Live. In the way you will live. You may live and multiply. And you may go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your avat. And you shall remember all the way, listen now, all derek, all the way, which Yahweh your Abba led you these 40 years in the wilderness. We come to this time, brothers and sisters, we must remember how Yah led Israel in the way. Why does he bring us in the way? If I show you why he brings us in the way, will you believe it? He brings us in the way, brothers and sisters. He brought them in the way for what? To humble them. I know your trial may afflict you, but it's to humble you. Did not Yahweh lead them in the way? We come to Yahshua, does it humble us? We realize how wicked we were, how what sinfulness. Come on, brothers and sisters. How he breaks you down. No man can come unto the Abba unless he draws them to the way. So Yahweh led them in the way. He leads us in the way of Yahshua, because Yahshua, even though he was a son, even though he was rich, he humbled himself and became poor for what Israel. So the way will cause you to be humble. It will humble you, brothers and sisters, not being arrogant. It is to test you. I know we say, Yah, how do I go through this? You're in the way. Just prove Yah. It is to prove Yah. He said, I brought you this way to prove you. And Yahshua is the only way that Yah has proven. That's why he said to Thomas, you believe in me. If you believe in Yah, believe in me. I am the way. So he's bringing you this way to humble you, to take out the fights, to prove you, to test your love, test your mind, and to show you or to know what's in your own heart. It's something how we know what's in everyone else's heart, isn't it? But we don't know what's in our own heart. For this is the hour that we're in before the feast, the hog began. Yahshua began to speak to them. It is a time of examination to know what is in your lab, brothers and sisters. We can't sit here with all hypocritical and justify ourselves. We are deceived. You may think it's a small matter, but it is not a small matter. So he has led us in the way to humble us, to test us, to prove us, to show us what's in our hearts, whether we will keep his mitzvah or not. So that's why you're in the way. That's why you're being tried, to show whether you're going to keep the mitzvah. Well, wife is coming against you. Keep the mitzvah of Yah. Yahshua is the way. Well, husband is coming against you. Obey Yahshua. Family members in law, obey Yahshua. So that test is to prove you whether you're going to keep the mitzvah of Yah. There are folks that have laid down the truth, the Torah of Yah, because of parents and relatives. Let Yah be truth and every man a liar. David Roberts is a liar. Let you be a liar, but let Yahshua be the truth, the imat of Yah. And that is why he has brought you in the way, to prove you, to show you, brothers and sisters. And verse 3, and he humbled you, and he suffered you to hunger. He permitted you to hunger. For what? And fed you with the life. We were hungry out there, and he fed us with the living bread, the manna, Yahshua. We had ate every kind of bread it was. It didn't satisfy. And he suffered you to hunger. He suffered the agony and the pains. Sometimes overtake you. You didn't know which way to turn. You would say, I don't know which way to go. There's only one way to go. The way. The derek of Yah, the way. Hallelujah. And that still small voice beckoned and say, that's the way. What? Yahshua. Hallelujah. And then you turn your eyes upon Yahshua and the power of his tefirah and his honor fill the house. Come on, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He fed you with manna, which you did not even yada, you knew not. Neither did our avot. Come on, our grandpappas didn't know this manna. Come on, my brothers and sisters. Our great-grandpappas didn't know them. Oh, grandmama, she knew about it. She heard a little bit. She could not extrapolate on it. And they didn't know. But he brought us in this way to humble us, to test us, to show us that we may, brothers and sisters, we may eat the matter that even our avot did not even know. We're eating bread and truths that our grandparents and great parents didn't even know. Come on, Yisrael. That even those that have been among us that have passed, they didn't even know this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That they didn't even know. For what reason? That he might make you yada to know. Listen. He did all that for one thing. Who is the bread of life? Come on and say it. Yahshua is the bread of life. He says that he might make you to know that man does not live by lashem, bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. Is Yahshua the living word? Did he not come from the bosom of Yah? We must live by every word. He is the living Torah. He is the Torah. He is the life of Torah. He is the Hayah. He is what excites our lev. Come on. You tell me, brothers and sisters, you know you are not you having some God before Yah. That doesn't cause life to fill your lev. It does mine. You tell me that the Shabbat, I take great Shabbats. I take a wonderful rest on the Shabbats. And last Shabbat, because I had prayer and then I was up, that was the first time after service that I really went home in a long time. And I laid down in bed and I slept until 6 p.m. Usually I will kick up my heels and take me a nice 15-minute nap. And I'm done because I don't like that, because I don't go to bed afterwards. And I still did not go to bed until about midnight, but that was a sweet rest. It was a beautiful rest in Yah on last Shabbat. So the Shabbat, it cost the life of this witness of Yahshua and the beauty of that. To cause me to be energized when I don't feel like physically or mentally preaching. It is the life of remembering the Shabbat and keeping it kadosh that caused life to emanate. For I say that I am going to speak in a way that can be heard in a manner that's not so loud, I still cannot hold my shalom. Hallelujah. I want you to know I have shalom in me because of the Shabbat and obeying Yah. So we must live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yah. Was the Torah his word? Is Yahshua the word of Yah? And the word was made flesh. And we saw the power and the honor of the Most High Elyon, Yah, and the power of this living Torah that we can walk in. That's why in Yahshua we live. We walk in the Torah. He is the way. In Yahshua we live. In Yahshua we move. Are not our actions based upon Torah? In Yahshua we have our living, our life. It's not, he's the life. So the Torah, this living power of Torah, gives unto us Israel the fullness of the stay of the bread. For Yahshua is the whole stay of the bread that sustains our lives. It is nothing else but Yahshua. Let no one trick us. It is Yahshua that sustains us. But my afflictions, Todayah, and all things. Even when you are afflicted and even when your mind is assaulted, just Todayah. Eat the bread. There's nothing like a nice meal, how it soothes you, doesn't it? It does. And the most beautiful meals are the simple ones. Whoever cooked that gravy on this week, I wanted some more of that in my rice. That's all I need, the gravy and rice. Don't need no hot sauce on that, little Hannah. Just the gravy. That's it. Just eating that and just dumping the peas in there. Man, that was all right to me. Even though that I certainly will enjoy a nice piece of white bass. But I enjoy the rice and gravy. That was all right. So I said to Mama, do we have some more of the gravy? I just eat the gravy on bread. And you take a great delight in the simplest of meals instead of something that is so laborious. Hallelujah. And just to eat this sweet bread, Yahshua is sweet to me. And he's been sweet to us. Hallelujah. That's all we need, this sweet bread. I want to clarify something in our minds, brothers and sisters. And there's a result that we will endure or afflictions if we do not stay in the way. Yah says in the 9th chapter of Devarim, next chapter, verse 11. Yah says, and it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yah gave me two tables of stones, even the table of the Brit covenant. He gave him the Torah, the Mitzvah, and he gave him even the covenant or the Torah of the covenant unto Israel. This is Moshe. And Yah said to me, arise, get you down quickly from here. For your, look who he identified them as. He says, for your people, which you have brought forth out of Mizraim, they have corrupted themselves. It doesn't take much for us to corrupt ourselves. Between now and tomorrow, you better guard your left. And some of us are angry as hell cats. We get angry at the drop of a hat. Told him, my brother. We get angry at hell cats. The venomous poison of an asp rises in our tongues. We get fruity and nutty as a hellcat. An act of immaturity, juvenileness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to hear the word of Yah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah. He said, Moshe, they have corrupted themselves. He said, they are quickly turned aside out of what? You don't find yourself turning out of the way, do you? We turn ourselves out of Yahshua. He said, I'm quickly. We're quick to get angry. We're quick to answer in our wickedness, are we not? We're quick to display who we are. We're quick not to submit ourselves one unto another. Don't worry about it. That's wicked. They have quickly turned out of the way, mother. Not that they just kind of serenade. They quickly, no, I will not. And they quickly turn out of the way. ASAP. They quickly turn out of the way. And we find ourselves outside of Yahshua. We find ourselves outside of the way. We are subject to do any kind of vile or wicked thing it is. We begin to resort to the way that seems right to us, don't we? Our wicked ways, our corrupt ways. You can't do that with what time we're in. You can't do that. And this is the generation that quickly turns out of the way. Yah said they have quickly turned aside out of the way, which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image, and we allow our thoughts and our imaginations to arise, and we ought to cast down every thought, every imagination that exalt itself against the knowledge, the Torah of Yah. Well, you know that it's right to do. And your thoughts exhort you not to do that, not to be kindly and love kindness and tenderness to one another. Don't you know you are a damned wicked, damned now. You're on your way to hell. You are a damned wicked fool. I have opportunity every day to do right by the Kedushim of Yah. We have opportunity to do tough unto all men, especially your brothers and your sisters. You forgive them with a great fervent of forgiveness. You deal with them not like you deal with the wicked world. The world spit in your face, you go right back to them. Folks treat you like a dog. Well, that's what you asked for. And you go back to the Bobo house and get a bow biscuit. Hallelujah. Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. They treat you like trash in the restaurants, and you go back and sit down and suck their gravy. Hallelujah. Oh, I know it's all right. I told them, my brother, I'm going to preach it. Hallelujah. Well, I thought that's what you ordered, sir. What's wrong with your attitude? No. What's wrong with your attitude? I get the manager. Oh, okay, sir, we'll give you a free cup of a tea and a biscuit. Oh, I got to write you all off a choir, and you... We're hypocrites. I remember when I was a young preacher, I went in this place, and I said to the woman, I was just been trying to be kindly. I had paid for it. Back then, $4 and some change, that was a lot of money. Of course, there are times when I would get off from work, I would run up. They had, at that time, mother, they had a Krispy Kreme on the West Boulevard. And I would ride my bike up there, and my dinner for that evening, I would get me 2 donuts. I would get me 2 roast beef sandwiches. You get a roast beef sandwich, a donut, and I think a little something else for like $1. And of course, $2 back then, that was $2.65 an hour. That doesn't leave you much. Expenditure doesn't. And I would ride up there and get that, and that was a restaurant across from them. And there were times I went in there one day and I purchased a hamburger. It came $4, $4.25. And you had to pay for it before they prepared the food back then. And so I said to the woman, I said, is this good food in here? And she went off like a fool. You don't go to McDonald's and ask them. I said, oh, that's a lady. I said, tell you what, you eat that. Give it to him. And I walked out. The $4, it didn't make her rich, but that's all right. Hallelujah. She never got a nickel from me again. There was a store that this man, his name was Orr's, right there at West Boulevard. He treated those little Negroes like dogs. His wife was an arrogant Jezebel, diamonds everywhere. And when they were leaving that, they would have pump shotguns. And they would have guards leading them out of there. Nobody robbed the store the whole time they were there. And I walked in that one day and I saw the way they did those folks. I said, the hell with these wicked folks. They will never get one nickel of mine. And I never put one dime. And there are folks that would treat like hell, and they go right back, Mr. O, can you cash my check? I'm using that scenario to show you, you go out in the world, kick the hell out of you, and you go right back to the world. And yet when a brother or sister offend you because you have no love, that's why you're easily offended, because you are full of hatred and hell. Come on here, somebody. If you allow that sept of wickedness to rise up in you, because you have no root of love in you, in the Havav, yeah? And that's why you're that way. You better get it right, because we're close to that time. Hallelujah. And you better tell the Yah that he has raised up a man, no great man, just a man. He's going to raise up great men. I just want to be a man of Yah. Let the great men come. Let them teach with the strength of the purity of Yahshua. Train us in the way. That's why you need to train yourself in the way. We are children. We need to be trained in the way. Hallelujah. They've got us out of the way which I've commanded them. They have made molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. When you go out of the way, you become stiff-necked. That's why I said to us that the orator said that 59% of what we communicate is by our bodily expression. That's why Yah said to Ezekiel, Yah don't Yeshkel, don't even worry about the expression of the hardness of their foreheads and the necks. You all can sit here, any of us, whether you're here, whether I'm preaching somewhere, you can sit here all hypocritical all you want to. You can sit here like a shaka with your deception and think that I do not know you are a fool. And I said that way. And I speak directly to you. And there are times I speak to you to let you know. Every son that God receives, every daughter, he chasteneth. Ain't he correct? We are ignorant. We are ignorant as a womb bat when we don't understand the Ahava of Yah. That he's shown us the error of our way that is not right. And he's trying to bring you back to the way. Because in the way you're going to find the riches of Yah. Hallelujah. No other way. There's something that is very exciting in the book of Enoch. I'll read it for you. It says in the book of Enoch, as Enoch was instructed of Yah, he said this, the way of Yah has never changed. The Torah of Yah has never changed. Yahshua is the beginning because he was there in the beginning. What beginning? Well, he is the word of Yah. And what Yah is, there was no Yahshua in the flesh like came out of Miriam, but he is the living power of the word of Yah. He has always been there. That's what he was. It says in the book of Yeshua, listen, chapter 3, verse 4. And Yah, and he said, rise, go forth from your house and from the place where you did hide yourself. And appear to the sons of men in order that you may teach them the way in which they should go and the work which they must accomplish to enter in to the way of Yahweh. So he said to Enoch, you rise up, you go among the brethren, you go show them the way they must walk and the matter of life they must have in order to enter into the way of Yah. So I show you today the way you must go, the works you must have in order to enter into Yahshua. And if you do not walk that way, you're not going to enter into Yahshua. It begins in this mind, your attitude and your love. It begins there. We polluted ourselves so with all kinds of dainties from hell. It's hard for us to obey, isn't it? Hallelujah. Well, how do you get it right? By the mercies of Yah and his truth. And you allow the word of Yah to create in you a clean heart, clean lip. And let him renew the right ruach in you. And that come by the hearing of the word of Yah. That's how it come. You will never have a clean ruach. Can't you tell something with clean when it's... It's nothing more despicable than a man, he thinks he's dressed up and he has on something that is smelled like 9 yards to get back. And all the thing he's doing is spraying cologne on it. Come on. He hasn't bathed. And what more than a woman when she got on some filly whole dress? She got on so much cologne that you can smell it from here to the back of the door. She got dirt on the fingernails. Come on. She's dirty. And her shoes are running over. And she looks a mess. And she stinks. Hallelujah. There's something profoundly about the scent of a woman is different than a man's. Now that's just the truth. It's the truth. And there's nothing more vile than that, the stench of it. Nothing like that. They mask their stench by the expression. Well, come on. Anyone, he that is spiritual, judge all things, they can see through that. Hallelujah. Let's be real. And the only way it has to be that the word of Yah has to create, he has to create a new heart within you, a new love, a renewed love. He has to renew the right. Yahshua is the right way. He has to renew the way in you. You walk so far the way, you're so lost, you don't even know how to get back. It's nothing like driving and you get lost. You're trying to find your way and it's dark, isn't it? We're in the dark hour. It's nothing like trying to find your way back. And I have always, wherever I've gone, that has always been a challenge for me. I like to find places before they even had GPSs. But that GPS sure does save a lot of time. You punch that thing in and say, turn right on Cold Street and left on Markup Avenue. You're right at your destination. Thank you, GPS. I like that thing. Hallelujah. It puts you right on the mark in the money. I will say to Sister Roberts, we got enough money. Don't worry about it. I'm not lost. But of course, it costs you a lot of gas. That GPS, they turn right on Market Avenue. You're near your destination. Turn left on Seymour Street. Your house is 500 yards on the right destination to arrive. And it puts you right there. Oh, it may put you right here in the place right there, but you're right there. Hallelujah. And your shoe is the mark. He puts us right in front of Yah. He is our global positioner. He positioned us in the presence of Yah. And the way you get in the presence of Yah is by walking in the way. Your ways have removed your way from Yah. That's why you're staunch and dead and not full of the high of Yah. You know, I've started something here and I'm going to finish this. I may not finish it all today, but I'm going to finish this. Oh, I'm going to finish the way. I'm going to finish the truth and the high as well. We're going to finish this, all right? Feed us with tough things, Yah. We must live by every word that proceed out of the mouth. So you will teach them the way that they must go and accomplish in that way, the way that Yah intends for them to go. And it says, and Enoch rose up according to the word of Yah and went forth from his bayit, from his place and from his chamber, in which he was concealed. And he went to the sons of men and he taught them the way of Yahweh. He taught them the ways. Now there are ways that leads us into the bosom of Yahshua. I want to show us that before I conclude today. And at the time assembled the sons of men and acquainted them. They acquainted themselves with the instructions of Yah. You see, that's what the way will cause you to do. Acquaint yourself with the instructions of Yah. And we need to have the Musa, the instruction, the discipline of Yah. We are children. We leave ourselves to ourselves. We bring shame. I know I'm ashamed of some things I say, my attitude, my actions. I am. I must search my left each day before the close of the night. I want Yah to search me and try me. See if there been any wicked, evil thing in me. You all don't want that? You just go plop down on the bed without your thoughts meditating on Yah? You go to bed angry as a hellhound and you get up angrier than a double hellhound. You go to bed with this crazy attitude and you get up, something is twisted in your damnable mind. Hallelujah. You operate not in the spirit of Yeshua. Hallelujah. You say you love Yah, I can't love my brother Randy whom I see. I can't love my brother Dave who I see. You are a flat out liar. You cannot. You don't love nobody because you don't love yourself. Parents correct their children. What, to keep them in the way? She corrected them to keep them in the way. She knew what they did. You think they knew? They still don't know what she knew. You think they knew more than what she did? Crazy. That's an ignorant generation. Well, mama, the boys, they doing this. Boy, stay in the way. Your daddy told you, go out there and mow the grass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if he had just stayed in the way, kept him out of a lot of mess, wouldn't it? Huh? Sure would have. It's only when you get out of the way that we get in trouble. And so when we get out of the way, you get in trouble. There are results when you get out of the way. There's a consequence when you get out of the way of Yah, when you turn out of the way of Yah. There are consequences that you're going to endure. Profoundly out of the book of Shoftim, Judges chapter 2. What is the way, preacher? I want to show you what the way is. Hallelujah. This is the way you must walk because Yahshua is this way. It says in Judges Shoftim, chapter 2, verse 16. It says, nevertheless, Yahweh raised up Shoftim, which he raised up judges, which delivered, or the Yashak. That's what the judges does. Now, brothers and sisters, when Yah brings Mishpatim upon you, it brings deliverance. It brings his Yashak. When he shows you the error of your actions, it brings deliverance. So he raised up Shoftim, which delivered or Yashak them out of the hand of those that plundered them, those that raped them, those that destroyed them. He raised up Shoftim, judges, to bring deliverance. He has raised Yahshua from the bosom of his lair to bring deliverance unto Israel. And yet they would not hearken or listen to his Shoftim. They would not listen to the judges. This is a generation that would not listen to the judges. But they went a whoring after gods. What God? The God of our bellies? The God of our lust? We covet, we have greed. They were a whoring. Does it say that in your text? Well, I know the modern day translations want to remove words that they think are offensive. We are an offense unto Yah. We are an offensive people. We stink. Brothers and sisters, I'm not talking to the world out there. I'm talking to Israel. I'm not judging Israel. I'm telling you the traits among Israel. The world is vile, is wicked. The way of the wicked is death. That's what scripture says. The way of the wicked, but the way of the just or the Sadiq, that there's life and shalom. But the way of the wicked is death. So I'm not speaking to the world. I'm not trying to convert the world. I'm trying to convert Israel. Get our damnable wicked hearts right. I had a man to write me from UK, from London. He wrote a long letter. He told me about his life story. He was a boxer. He's tough. He has traveled to many places and preached the message. How many places war? I don't know if I have gone in some of the places he had gone into. Spent a month and a half, 2 months in places. But he wrote me a letter and it was so profound. He says, I see on your site that there are things that you say, or I agree with what you say, and I hope you respond to this letter because I certainly would like to talk to you. But he wrote something profoundly in the letter, in the latter part. I want to bring the letter and read it so I can read it verbatimly as he said. So I'll let that rest, all right? He said they did not want the judges. They would not hear them. Verse 17. And yet they would not listen to the Shoftim. But they went a-whoring after their own gods. And they bowed themselves to them. Look at what they did. And they turned quickly out of what? The way. Which they are what? Walked in. What is the way? Obeying. Obeying the mitzvahs of Yah. But they did not you. They turned quickly out of the way. Didn't they not? Did they not? And that's what we do. We turn quickly out of the way. There are two commands that Yeshua gave unto us. To love Yah with all. To love our neighbors as ourselves. So when our neighbor offend us, we turn quickly out of the way, don't we? We let our damnable wickedness of our hatred and our anger be made known. Come on, Israel. We turn quickly out of the way. Turn quickly out of the way which our fathers, our forefathers, they walked in the way, and that way is obeying the mitzvah, the commands of Yah, but they did not so. And when Yahweh raised up, when he raised up them Shoftim, then Yahweh was with the Shoftim. He was with the judge. And delivered them out of the hand of the enemies all the days of the Shoftim. For it repented Yah because of their groanings by the reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. Yah was with the Shoftim. He was with those men that he said he was going to raise up great men. And he raised up those men among those Gadol men among Israel. They were men that were adverse in the Torah, the truth, and the knowledge that they will bring them to the light. And that light is Yahshua. He is the Yoshak of Israel. And it's one thing that this Yoshak does. It brings about the repentance. That's what deliverance is a repentance. It is a changing that one can sense it and know it. It's nothing like a change that makes you feel different. Can I show us a metaphor of that? We truly change. Come on, brothers and sisters. You said, don't be so petty-minded and so easily offended. When you find a man that is overweight or large, when he loses weight, he feels like a new man, doesn't he? He dressed different, he acts different. You find a woman that is obese, fat. Same thing with a fat, obesely man. When they change that, does it not change their physical appearance? Does it not change their attitude? We must have the change, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Yeah. There must be a change. When we walk in the way, we become new creatures. We become renewed creatures. All things that pass away, behold, all things become renewed. Hallelujah. Yeah. That little thing changed the whole attitude of one. When they begin to see the physical look, they say, oh, man. It changed their mental perception, their thoughts in life. Hallelujah. You don't have to say hallelujah. Oh, man. I agree with the truth. And it is the truth. It changed the whole perception, the whole attitude. And we began to get fat on the word of Yahweh, change everything about us. We've been eating too many lollipops and sweet cookies. That's what we've been eating. Hallelujah. I said to Brother Yeo Safe as we were planting those strawberries. Of course, we experimented with ways until we found the perfect niche to lay out those strawberries. And believe me, 3.5 hours with your back, 4 hours with 4.5 hours. Your back bent like that, you're going to feel something. Well, I know Brother Davis, an older brother. And so what I said, all right, as we began to process that and work, I said, I'll tell you what, Brother Dave, let me, because I don't mind standing up bending my back. Of course, my back was aching, my hamstrings and all that hurts. Did you feel that the next day? Did you feel it, Brother Yosef? I really didn't feel it, really. I felt a little bit, it was no pain there, really. But out there, it was pain. It was just, just want to holler out, that hurts. And so when you get down there, when I get down there, it's hurting, so I just rather get it done. I look back at what it's accomplished. I say, it won't be long. See, I'm not looking, I always look back, two rows, 4, 8, 10, 12. So I said to Brother Dave, I said, Brother Dave, you work well on your knees, so you won't have to bend your back much. Let me, I can work this way, so I can dig the holes and dig the holes, drop the plants. The only thing you got to do is crawl on your knees and just cover that up. Hallelujah. Makes it much easier that way, doesn't it? Are we not our brother's keeper and helper? I like helping my brothers like that. I don't expect Brother Dave to put out the way I put out. But he put out, I expect him to put out the way I put out. Did y'all hear that? I don't expect Brother Dave to put out the way I put out. But I expect him to put out what I put out. I don't expect Brother Dave to put out what I put out. But I expect Brother Dave to put out what I put out. The same enthusiasm, same energeticness, same will, same become. Yes, sir. He may not plant but 10, but that's all right. I'd rather plant 10 with the same enthusiasm that I put 30 down that row. I put about 30 plants, and Brother Dave got about 10 in us. Come on, Brother Dave. I tell you what, you get behind me. I'll drop them. One thing, you just crawl on your knees. Come on, that's easy. And then just crawl on your knees and just and put those things in. Did we accomplish the job quicker that way? Well, sure we did. Much easier. Easy on the elderly brother. Hallelujah. Finish that row, then jump on the row with Brother Yosef. That's how you do it. That's what Yah has done. As the old saying, he's not through with us yet, is he? Huh? He's going to work us with this fire and this sword, and it's going to cut the fat off of your head. Hallelujah. That's what he's going to do. So Yah was with the Shoftim. He was with the judges. When we walk in the Torah of Yah, Yahshua is the Torah. In him we move. In Yahshua we live. In Yahshua we have our being. We have our substance in Torah. No other way, not in some form of Christianity. There are thousands of forms, 6,000 forms of Christianity in America. 6,000 forms of what we call Christianity in America. There's only one way. And Yahshua is the Emet, the truth of Yah. He is the Derek. The way that brings all men unto the Abba. I don't give a nickel's worth of fat chicken's grease. But the Muslims say, Allah Akbar is not the way. Judaism, God is not the way. Yahshua. They cannot even get to Yah unless they brought the offering. They had to go by the way of the high kador, the high priest, or the high kohan. Hakadol kohan. Is that not the way they got to the presence of Yah? He has not changed. Come on, Yisrael. Hallelujah. David says, Tov and Sadiq is Yah. Therefore, he will teach sinners. He will teach us Hatar, sinners, in the way. We were all sinners in trespassing against the Torah of Yah. So he's just, he's Sadiq. He has taught us in the way. And that way is Yahshua the Lamb. There is no other way but Yahshua. What has happened, brothers and sisters, I want to show us this as I come near close. I'm going to teach or preach this message out to the fullness. I began this week, but I will finish this. This I will. You say that often, preacher. The last one I finish. I know the one before that one I did not, but this one I will finish. For we need to hear it. We need to understand. Wisdom is principle. Experience is wonderful. But in all of our getting, we need to understand. We need to shakal. We need to understand, Yah. And that shall call. It is an understanding that is enlightened by the brightness or the power, this truth that it emanates from us. We need to do that. I want to show you what has happened, brothers and sisters. This is what this vile serpent of hell, this pope, the vicar of God. That's what he is, the vicar. I have no problem with that. He's been the vicar of God. For I know that Shaitan is the God of America, the God of Russia, the God of Africa, and the God of the world. I know Shaitan is the God of this world. He is not the deliverer of Yah. He can be the vicar. I have no problem with that. I won't even argue with that. I have no compunction with what they say about each other. I really do not. When they say that George Bush is a great man of faith of God, I have no compunction with that at all. It doesn't arouse me. It doesn't make me say, well, he is not. I know he is not a man of Emunah in Yeshua, for he knows not the power of Yah. But it says this in 2 Peter. Hallelujah. It says in 2 Kephar 2:1, it says this. We are in this hour and this time. He says, and there were, and there is, I read it with present context, in the present context, in the content of this hour. He says, but there are, or there is, or there should be, there were, pseudo or false nobis or prophets also among the people. Were they not among Israel when they built the golden calf in the way? Even as there shall be false teachers among you. That's why I'm preaching. Listen to me carefully, brothers and sisters. He says, false teachers among us, who privately shall bring in damnable heresy. Now I said to you what heresy is. It is the disputing of truth that men have derived at their own conclusions, and it brings about a divide and a separation. These are damnable heresy. You got a little whole house on the corner, got 10, one over 15. Hallelujah. That's all the damnable heresy. One got 2 or 3, 5, and they guard them for one purpose, to make sure that they can say they have a flock. Ain't no flock. Hallelujah. We really don't have a flock of sheep out there until next year. Then I look at that and say, we got a flock then. Hallelujah. I really don't like butchering the sheep. I don't mind the sheep I don't want to butcher the lamb. Don't have much problem with the mutton. That's what we usually eat around the mutton. The older ones, that tastes a little stronger, but the sheep, but the lamb, the say, the tender. I look at that one Deacon Horn and his family guy, I say, boy, it's going to be kind of tough to work with that one, isn't it? Hallelujah. Got to walk around here like he's a part of the community. He's going to be part of the plate one day. Is it a ram? Oh, she will have longevity. Hallelujah. We don't mess with the females too often. We like to keep them around. They're beautiful. Hallelujah. And they shall probably bring a damnable heresy. Listen to me. Even denying the master that brought them, and bring upon them swift destruction. They're going to deny the way now, what he is saying. Because they're going to deny Yahshua the Lamb. They will probably bring upon themselves damnable heresy, denying Yahshua. And they're going to bring upon themselves the swift destruction of Yah. And look at this now. It does not say a few, but it said many shall follow their wicked, their pernicious ways. Is that not what it says? Why? By reason of whom? What? 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 The way of what? Of Torah shall be evil spoken of. Do not they speak evil of Torah today? Well, how did I, where, quote, Jesus made us free. You're a damn fool if he made you free to do that. You're a liar if you can go out and murder. Come on, you hypocrites. You're birthed out of hell. If you don't remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh, you're a child of hell. If you say his name is not honorable and important, they're liars. See, they're going to bring in pernicious ways, the damnable heresy. Well, honey, it's all right. Well, Reverend Jim Jack, I heard this preacher. Well,
His name, he's supposed to be a pastor, Pastor Robertson. My mama go down there, and he talks about this thing, Yahweh.
Oh yeah, Yahweh, yes, that's his name. But of course, we know his name. He got a lot of names. El Shaddai. Lies. He have expressions of his name, but he is Yahweh. Even the constitute, the ones that wrote the first book, his name is there. His name is there, Yahweh. He has a name, and he wants us to praise him by his name. There's no other name given whereby we can be saved but in the name of Yah. For Yahshua is the Yah. He is the Yah, or he is the sure salvation of Yah. That's what he is. Who saved them coming out of Israel, out of Mizraim? Yah did. Yah saves Israel. Yahshua is the power, that assurance of salvation, that it is Yah that saves Israel. He is the word of Yah. It is his word that saves us. It is walking in the way of his truth that saves us. We get out of the way of the truth and we're going to fall into wickedness. That's why our hearts rejoice when we hear the name of Yahshua. It should make us shout and rejoice and make us twirl and dance in the Ruach. It does that for me. Oh, I love to hear that name. Hallelujah. He says, and they shall cause many to go in their pernicious ways, of whom the way of the Torah of the truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness thou shalt not covet. Through covetousness thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's tongue, his goods. And through covenant you shall not covet your neighbor. And through covetousness shall they with lies, vain, fabricated words, make merchandise of you. That's what they do. They buy you and sell you like you pimp a whore. All they want is your money. Get together with their little Sunday chicken fries and go out to their little bowling alleys and their damnable wickedness. Their little fatback fries and their collard greens with their ham hocks in it. Come on, Israel. Their ham dinners and their Easter dinners and their sly Christmas dinner the way they do it. And you eat that damn trash, I will not. I will not eat that which is sacrificed unto idols. You'd eat in damnation. That's why we're sick in our bodies. We're suffering because we've been a part of that. You go to their fat stroll nights and you eat their damn fat back meals with fat back and cornbread chitlins and the hog head cheese and all that. And it's none of y'all. He gave us a Torah of life, and that Torah of life teaches us how to eat and to be healthy and how to live. Don't learn the ways of the heathen. They eat the oysters and the lobsters and the shrimps. We eat the foods that Yah commands us to eat. And they're so wicked, they're sneaking it in everything. That's why we got to get wise enough to grow our own. Hallelujah. Grow our own. Raise our own cows and not inject it with some kind of bovine or some kind of swine viruses or swine growth hormone. Come on, Israel. You can't mix Yahshua with Jesus, the Lord of God. Yahshua stands alone, for he stands for the constitution of Yah. He is the truth, the way of Yah, and the life of Yah. You can't find it no other way. Hallelujah. Whether you love me or not, he does. And through covetousness shall they use, fabricate lies, words of lies, vain words, and make you merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time linger not, but their damnation slumber not. Yah is going to damn them dogs into hell. He said their judgment, it lingers, but their damnation, it lingers not at all, for it is coming. I'm going to close with this last one, and I will continue with this. Whenever I get up again and preach, whether it's a Wednesday, whatever, I will. It's much to this. And as I, all this week I've asked, yeah, I know I said I want to continue on the Pesach. We know what we need to do. But and I said, yeah, what do I preach? And this, for the weeks, this verse from Yochanan, Yahshua is the way, the truth, and the life, has just been resonating in my mind and burning there. And I was listening to one of those on Shack, and one said, well, you know, Yahshua is he's the way, the truth. I said, ah. So when I got up this morning, I'd spent a little time in the book, and this is what he gives us today. Hallelujah. It's nothing like a fresh cooked meal, is it? So you're eating straight from the bosom of Yah. I want to close with this inspiration, and that
And we will continue this. David says, when we know that we're in the way, brothers and sisters, the way of Yah in Yahshua, he says in Tehillim 119, verse 1. I love this. He says, Esha, happiness and blessedness, the fullness of Yahshua. Happy are the undefiled in the way. When we are in Yahshua, we are not defiled, but we are undefiled. Hallelujah. Even though we seem like a piece of wasted trash. So when you know that you are in the way in Yahshua, you are happy. Happy are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the Torah, the truth of Yahweh. You'll be happy. When you walk in Yahshua, brothers and sisters, you go outside of Yahshua, you're going to be dismal. You're not going to be happy. And your lives are going to be so ruddy and so unsatisfied. So happy are we that are undefiled, that walk in the way. And Todah Yah, bless Yah for Yahshua, for he has cleansed us with his dam, his blood. It has cleansed us from the guilt of sin. Above all, it has cleansed me from me, that I can walk right before him. It is no power of my strength. It is Yahshua, this living way in me, the way of Yah in me, the way of Yahweh in me, in Yahshua. It caused my hands to go to the right place and my feet to walk right. Yeah, the song, the places I used to go, I don't go them places no more since Yah laid his hands on me. Things I used to say, I don't say it. I don't want my vocabulary to be like it was when I was a young fool. I don't want to talk like that. Hallelujah. I want my words to be governed and managed by the Ruach of Yah. I want my attitude to be that way. I don't want to have anything in my love against my brothers or my sisters. I don't want to live that way because it creates poison and death. Your mind will never be alive. You will always act and look that way. I want the life of Yahshua in me, because for much to whom much is forgiven, I've been forgiven much. I've been forgiven much. To whom much is forgiven, that one loved much. Hallelujah. To whom little is forgiven, they forgive little. But those that are arrogant and haughty in their self-righteous, religious, corrupt mindset, they don't think that they have wronged Yah like me. And so they don't even love much. They don't love their neighbors much, and they don't love Yah. But you that know you're on the road of hell, down in the dungeons of death and corruption with every kind of vile thing accompanying you. Your mind wretched and wicked, full of stench, full of every kind of abominable vile thing it was. And as the old Kiddush would say, that Yahshua wretched down. He did not reach, he wretched down. And he pulled us up out of the mire of the stench, of the filth, of darkness and wickedness, and put the mind in us to do right. To whom much is forgiven, they love much. To whom little is given, you don't love much. And you will know you love Yah much when you love your brother and your sister much. You will know you love Yah when you love your brother and your sister much. You love them less because you don't love Yah, and you don't realize or believe you've done nothing wrong. Hallelujah. It's but by the mercies of Yah in Yahshua, we are free. Yahshua has made me free to declare unto you the whole counsel this day of Almighty Yah. May enrich you, Israel, because you love to delight in Yahshua and the tikvah, the hope of promises that we have in Yahshua. I delight to do the will of my Abba. For Yahshua did. Hallelujah. He did the will of Yah, his Abba. Hallelujah. And when it is all is finished, then even he himself is going to say, it's finished, my Abba, and shall submit. The word will rest in the bosom of Yah from its beginning, like it should. Hallelujah. 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 We greet you all in Yahshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Come on, you all sing. We're going to close. You that are listening, may Yah barak you. May he strengthen you. May the Esha of Yah rest upon you. Bless you. Health and wealth comes from Yah. Hallelujah. He has the power to give us wealth and health. Hallelujah. He's bringing us down this way of the last little turn off. And we're just going to turn in and rest a little while. That's all right. We come down the way and he's going to say, now, mama, you turn in here now one day. You're going to say, oh, Yahshua. Hallelujah. And you're going to turn in for your Shabbat, for your rest. That's all right. We all got to turn that way, Sister Hadassah. Hallelujah. Yabrakyo. Shalom Yisrael. Come on, lift your hands and shout hallelujah. 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 For all things we do delight in you, our Abba. For
For Yahshua is this day of the bread of life. We rejoice this Shabbat as we prepare for the Shabbaton, this rest. We pay shach, matzvah, as we fellowship and break the body of Yahshua, this bread of life. We told you for this living word, Yahshua is the Son of Yah, the living word, the Yahshak that saves Israel. Bless all of our friends and listeners and those that join in with us. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.